From the mean streets of Essex, England, broadcasting around the world, this is Whatcast.
Hello, we are Whatcast this week. We're Whatcast every week. I'm Matt. This is Conspiracy Lee. He's still in his chair, despite what I thought I'd be. Thought the countdown would go off then and Lee would be gone. And Amelia is here this week. Hello, Amelia. This is becoming regular, Amelia. You're going to start fucking demanding money soon from me, are you? From, fucking got none. Barely make any myself. Yeah. Right. This week we're going to be talking about DMT, this weird psychedelic thing that seems to be taking off and everyone seems to want. And it's all singing, all dancing, does everything. This drug apparently cures everything, makes you talk to God. Apparently, I heard it juggles and rides a unicycle as well.
Look at that drug singing and dancing.
I don't know. Let's just let you get out of the way. Are you going to comment on Amelia's drinking apparatus this week before we get
into
I got this thing. It's a glass with some water.
It's not have a large water as well.
Yeah, look at that. I've got 1.5 litres.
Yeah, Lee's got blood.
What is that? Tea or something?
No,
black tea. Coffee. What, red tea? What are you on about? What do you do over there?
Yeah, they make
DMT,
a patch of tea that's red, and I like it.
You like the red tea?
This is blackcurrant juice.
Is it?
I don't think I've ever had that.
Cordial, as they say.
I thought you was drinking blood. I'm looking frantically for the count from Sesame Street, but I ain't got it no more. I must have took it off.
Voila.
Yeah. So we are going to be getting on with this topic very shortly. But first of all, what does the Wildstone Raider say to us this week? Like, I asked him to come on the show. He said he don't like us. This is what he said.
Tell you what, I don't fucking like you because you're a pair of fucking arseholes.
I think that's no.
Right.
He don't want to come on then. Yeah. Fuck off, Wildstone Raider.
I won't disagree with him.
No, have we deciphered what this means yet?
You useless, spatty little cunt.
Yeah. Can we all understand that?
He sounds like the old man of Family Guy.
Does
he? Kid.
All right, Baldy. So first of all, before we get into the topic here. So first of all, I'm going to pimp out the podcast for next week, the Patreon, if you can both do it. I don't know, I haven't even asked you yet. I think I've asked Lee. 9/11, fancy that for Patreon next Sunday. Can you do next Sunday?
Maybe. I think I could do next Sunday.
Probably.
Yeah, right. It looks like next week we'll be doing that on Patreon, 9/11 deep dive. It's going to be building 7 only, but I don't know if we can do building 7 for 2 hours. How much can you talk about building 7? Yeah, that shouldn't have failed. Yeah, it shouldn't, should it? Does it?
How many actual buildings is there to do with the Twin Towers?
I don't know. But the Twin Towers, it was like there was 2 buildings, and then I think they just named some others higher numbers to make it sound like there was more to the World Trade Center than there actually was. Only 3 buildings. Yeah, we call that one 7. This house over here, that can be 10. I don't know what they did. Yeah, so that's coming next week on the Patreon. First of all, like before we move on to the topic, I've got to do a bit of feedback here quickly. This shouldn't take me a minute. So first of all, then, I've got... What is this? So this is from Becky. Do you remember Becky was saying, where did you get that guitar tune from or whatever? So I told her. I couldn't even remember myself. She's like, hi, thank you for the info about the guitar. I love your podcast. So I try to find everyone to listen to, hence the reason why that one was from 2020. So she's doing that thing what people do when they find the podcast and they go and binge all the old episodes and get bored and don't listen to anymore. Don't fucking binge. Don't listen every single day. Just listen a little bit and don't get bored so quickly. Then you can sign up to the Patreon and all that sort of shit, right? This one here, what you should do. This one here says, this is from Bo. So Bo, first of all, said on a bit of feedback, he said, you keep taking the piss out of him, so he wants his beer back and he don't want to listen to Whatcast anymore, just the Daily Whatcast, because he don't want to hear you, because you keep calling you keep calling his sister Arrow. And he's getting on his nerves. So that's Bo from Melbourne. But he's also wrote this for the Daily Whatcast.
Arrow's Arrow.
Yeah, I know. Say Arrow for us. To her.
Arrow.
So it says here, this is from Bo as well for the Daily What. And I'm going to read this one out because I like this one because he's fucking praising me up. It says, to be able to talk solo and entertain the way you do is rare and special skill. You have that, Matt. Cheers, Bo. Say hello to Arrow from me. I won't take the piss out of her. Thanks for bringing the daily back. I've only done one in about a year, by the way. One of my absolute go-tos, both from Melbourne. And then he signed off with this. Can I find it anywhere? This one.
China.
I just wrote that at the end, right?
Yeah.
So cheers, Bo. And there was another bloke called Ethan, right? And Ethan decided to slag us off on YouTube because we was laughing at that kid playing Tetris, right?
Okay.
So he's deleted the comments, gone now, but he probably watches, he's probably an ad. You know, when they all come on and slag us off, then become avid listeners, but they go and check everything else out. So he's got, he's said something along those lines. I thought I was going to screenshot it, but it's gone now because he took it down. But it said, two miserable old cunts or something. laughing at a kid because that's achieved more in life than they ever have, or something like that.
Wait a minute, he's right.
Yeah, that's just what I said. Like, what do you mean? I've written something like, nobody cares, go away, or something like that. And he's
Wait a minute, I'm offended. Yeah, I'm really offended.
I think that was his goal. But
I'm just gonna wait a moment to get over it. I'm over it.
Ethan,
you just made the list.
My name is Ethan. Anyway, Ethan,
has he got a sister called Hulk?
I think his middle name's Cunt himself. But
my name is Swift. You better recognize now.
All right, there you go, Ethan. You made the list. Congratulations. A productive day you've had. Slagging off the what? Because he went to the other videos. Oh yeah, you're talking about ghosts. You're real winners, you two. Well, I was fucking doing a podcast, mate. These people, they're always the same though. You can always tell. They've never got a picture and they've never got their photo. They've just got their name and a few numbers. It's just such fucking cowards. Going around the internet abusing other people for not achieving much. Well, they've achieved fuck all. Absolutely nothing. They're just a troll on someone else's video. Get a grip. Right, anyway. DMT, then. All right, we should get straight into this topic. Who wants to start? What do we know about DMT? Amelia, you're a bit of a druggie. Tell me.
Okay, well, I was. I'm sober, but I used to do drugs. I've dabbled, but I've never done any anything like ayahuasca or DMT, which I would categorize those things in the same realm.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it is the same, isn't it? Isn't ayahuasca
isn't it like the more pure form? Hold
yes.
on, let me see.
I'll bring it up if you want. I've got it right here. Yeah. If you want me to share the screen, right? Save you doing anything there. Share the screen. What the fuck do I want? The window, don't I? There it is. Share. So that's what it looks like right there, for anyone that can see this, right? So ayahuasca, I don't know how you get that out of that word, but is a South American psychoactive brew. Look at it. It literally looks like straw in green water to me.
Yeah.
Or straw in stinging nettles there.
Don't they put frog's poison with it or something like that?
Right, that's what I thought. Because Mike Tyson was talking about it like it was... they squeeze frogs or something to get this shit out.
Yeah.
Because he was crying and shit when he was talking about his experience with DMT, Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
By the way, we're not promoting drugs on this show. We just want to get that out there to YouTube, right? We're not.
That explains something on Sesame Street.
How does that explain something on Sesame Street?
Because they was all off their tits and had Kermit the Frog when they secreted this
Kermit the Frog was the Muppets. Like, you really don't know your shows, do you? Sesame Street was Big Bird.
Yeah, but wasn't Kermit on the Sesame Street?
Don't cross over. He was a Muppet, wasn't he, Kermit? He was in the Muppets Christmas Carol. Come on.
Listen, it's the Mandela effect.
I think so, yeah. It ain't. It's just you not having a fucking clue what you're going on about, right? So it says here, so folk healers. So these people, shaman, is it? They keep calling these people shaman. You can go to this place... Costa Rica. So the thing that I watched, it was James English, who does a podcast, and he went off to Costa Rica to try this. Say it again, Amelia.
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
I love how Lee tries to jump in and gets it wrong as well.
I say Dutch.
No, that sounded right.
Ayahuasca. You went Dutch at the end.
The Ayahuasca. Oh, I'm sheen.
Yeah, you've orange. Gone Bostonian again. Doesn't matter. Here. So it says here, like, you can try this brew, and they give you this thing, and they kind of claim that it's got all these healing qualities, and a lady. I'm not making this claim. Let's be clear. I don't know anything about this. As I said before, when I know, I've never even smoked a joint in my life, and I'm being deadly serious about that. I don't dabble with drugs. Never done anything like this, so I would never promote this. But some woman was swearing it got rid of her tumor when she did this.
Really?
Yeah.
See, this doesn't surprise me with things like this. Because
I think it acts kind of like a detox for some people.
What the fuck?
No, because with weed, they say weed can cure cancer, something in the weed that cures the cancer. Yeah. And that's why they don't make it like a drug for people to have.
I don't know. Stu Bold here is saying not on later on today. We're on right now, Stu.
Yeah.
Like, are we not streaming at the moment? There's a few people in here watching. I don't know. Yeah, we're here, Joe. Let me know if you can hear us. Yeah, but this is the thing about like all of these alleged mind-altering drugs that I keep reading about. It's like whenever you hear about like these songs and shit and this art and all this stuff, people say they was under the influence. Oh, I was under the influence when I wrote that. I was having a trip and I wrote this song. Right. Hello, Erin. Hello, Troy. Fucking hell, see, there's people here. And do these drugs have the ability to kind of open up to what we should, the reality we should be living in? Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I think it's really dependent. Like, okay, so in my experience, when I did psychedelics, right? Because I did LSD, shrooms, not.
Oh, you're old, aren't you?
No, I'm not encouraging anyone.
Oh, done all these drugs in my life.
No, but I did, you know, I dabbled in these things. And when in my experience, when I did shrooms with people that I didn't really trust at a large event, it was bad. I had a bad experience. When I did these drugs with a person.
What happened?
I just freaked out. Like, it was so much going on around me, I had to leave. Like, I had to walk away. So the
one you freaked out, you had like a panic attack, or the drugs did something to you and made you feel unwell.
What real physical things going on around you, or hallucinogenics?
You weren't at a Doja Cat concert, was you?
No, I was at a carnival, like a city type of festival.
All right,
you know, where there's like a funnel cake and stuff. And I just thought, oh, it's gonna be really fun to like, you know, drop some acid at this thing. No.
Should have put it in your mouth. What's the point in dropping it?
That's what the slang is.
That's what they call it.
Oh, no. Can I ask you a question? when you done weed, right? When you done weed,
yeah.
When you took in the UK, we took a pot, like a lug of the weed. Did you go, look at the end and go, that's good shit.
No.
With a bunged up nose. Everyone does that, right? That's a London thing, is it? Do they do that in the States as well? Like, do they like suck it and go, that good shit, man? So why have you suddenly got a cold?
They do that. I've seen people do that, yeah. My favorite was when somebody would start like, they go, they start like choking.
Yeah.
Like fully choking, but trying to talk through it.
Yeah.
It was really funny. Like,
that's like me every day.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, just changing the subject. Like, you've got a gum shield to sleep with now, I saw.
Yeah, because I snore really bad, and it's sometimes Emma has to come in the spare room and sleep in there. And I wore this gum shield last night. Not one snore, mate.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it worked a treat, mate.
I think that's why Frank Bruno used to wear a gum shield in the ring, because he was always put to sleep by the end of the fucking fight, and he didn't snore.
What it is, it's a double gum shield with a hole through the centre so I can actually breathe as well.
Oh, that's CGI. I don't believe you.
Yeah, CGI.
Yeah, put it
up. DM reset!
Right, so this is in like South America, this stuff. This ayahuasca.
Yeah.
I just think of Alaska and just change it a bit. That's how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
What's that drug called? Alaska. It's a bit cold.
Yeah, Alaska. Yeah. It's just eating green snow. And then this is all not very interesting, but people go and let's go on to this one. I've got this thing here, right? So this is something else that I found. Can you see that? It says a DMT trip feels like dying, and scientists now agree. Trust the science. So I'm going to trust this scientist now. And they now all agree that this... So people are saying from the research that I've done is that this stuff gets... You release this stuff in your body upon birth and upon death. DMT naturally occurs in us at those two moments only.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
And now
I remember being born and thinking, yeah, I've what's all this shit around me?
Yeah, I thought, what's that kaleidoscope going on? I realised it was above my cot.
Wait a minute. When I was born, I had glass around me. Because it was
an incubator.
It was a test tube. I was like, what's all this shit around me? Why can I see myself? Is this a DMT? No, it's a test tube. Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't have thought DMT. I've never heard of it till like literally last week, because I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah.
So it says here. What the fuck? She is in a treatment. Why does it start with that? It starts with the words, she is in a treatment room at the Imperial College. Who is?
She.
Who is she?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, anyway, they're literally doing tests on people. That's apparently what you see on the trip there.
What you see that?
Shit like that. But this is the weirdest. This is the weirdest thing about this for me is that most people experience almost the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So why is that? Why? Like, surely you would have your own imagination. If you're just imagining this shit, then this isn't a beyond reality thing. You would imagine completely different things.
Maybe we should do it on a podcast.
No, I ain't doing it. You've got more chance of me doing a fucking Ouija board than this.
In London, you guys can go do it. They have a study right now in London.
Yeah, no, but this is another thing I was going to get to. They're now doing something where they want to like dig deeper to find out what this actually does. So they want to kind of drip feed it to people for like a month or something, like leave them on this.
Oh, man, for a whole month? I don't know about that.
Yeah, they're
God.
In a chair on a trip.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know about a whole month. Tits. That's crazy.
It might be a month, might be a week. I don't know how long it was. I was talking about it on Joe Rogan. He was like, yeah, I'll do it. Like, then this is what I was watching, but I wonder if they've got that. Like, I had the clip on TikTok, but then it kept refreshing and I lost this clip. There's a scientist talking about they want to investigate further what this can actually do. I don't know whether that's a good thing. Whenever like scientists and people get involved with money, if they discovered that this is a massive cure, and this kind of like, you know, it detoxifies and you can take all of this shit out of your body and all this other stuff, they'll just make it £1 million a hit.
Yeah, absolutely. And they'll also probably dilute the shit out of it so you won't get the real benefit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, yeah. And say like they made it available. Say they found a cure for cancer and they admitted to it and they was to, and you got a child with cancer, you're going to pay for the cure. Whatever that cost
absolutely.
And this is the horrible thing about it, like, because this is a naturally occurring thing, or even so, like this ayahuasca. Troy's wrote it down there, so I can see it, right?
Yeah.
And with that, you can just go and get it from some shaman or whatever the fuck they're called. Am I saying that right? Which what are they called?
It sounds like Jonathan Ross is saying Alaska.
Yeah, I know. He can't say his R's at all, though, can he?
No.
Awaska.
Yeah. I don't know. I've always been weird. Like, I always thought that with cannabis and, like, because people say about how good cannabis oil is for, like, you ever seen those videos? I don't know if this is true, by the way. People, like, attack me or tell me I'm spreading misinformation, but I've seen videos of people with Parkinson's taking one drop under the tongue of cannabis and stop shaking immediately.
It's got to be pure cannabis oil, though. It can't be this Holland and Barrett bullshit.
No, not Holland and Barrett. Erin's saying there, look. Mm. It only lasts a few minutes naturally. What does? What do you mean?
DMT in ayahuasca, it's like 5 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And putting someone on a drip for like a month. I mean, if you're a willing participant, I guess, but I don't know if I would want to go through with that. Like, I would do a small dosage just because, you know, it's so quick.
Yeah, I know.
It'd be like being in Donnie Darko, wouldn't it? Start seeing all this shit come out like into your room. What the fuck was that? He's a fucking demon.
You're still saying demon with a day on the end. It's just demon.
When I was on acid, I saw a poster of Voldemort and I couldn't get dressed. My friend was like, yeah, just go change my room. And I was like, she came in the room and I was like, I can't. And she was like, what's wrong? And I was like, there's this man is fucking staring at me.
How long,
a poster of Voldemort.
How long did acid last? So like when you did that?
Oh my God, like 12 hours.
Fucking seriously? How do you mm-hmm. function then? Like, were you just doing fuck all that day?
Yeah, you gotta like plan like a 2-3 day of doing nothing, basically.
Wow, I'll get fired.
15 minutes, I'll choose that.
You're going to be on vacation.
Why are you coming in, Staley? I'm smacked off my tits. I'm in 3 days.
Yeah. You need like 3 days.
Yeah.
I was reading about this, because it's not the ayahuasca, right? This is a compound. It's found in that, but they reckon every living thing on Earth has DMT in it. Have you seen
it
that?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I've seen that, even in about a blade of grass.
So I can go out to my garden now, mow the lawn and have a trip?
No. No.
Why not?
No.
Well, if I fell over the path, I'd have a trip then, wouldn't I? Wouldn't that be nothing to do with ayahuasca, but I'd probably smash my fucking face in. That'd be good.
Well, you saying about like what they do is they have an out of body experience. They start to go to other realms and stuff like that. Back in the Red Indian days, when they used to have medicines and things like that, they used to take these drugs to harness the god, like the Indian gods or something like that. Like I've seen it on TV loads. Like these guys go into these tribes and they're drinking this tea, and all of a sudden they're smacked off their tits, running around naked, like thinking they're fucking wolves and eagles and shit. Dances with wolves. Oh, there's a pack.
Why
of wolves
are they always wolves and eagles, Native Americans as well? They're never like foxes, are they? Or like koala bears. It's got this weird shit going on with them.
Care Bears.
Yeah. There's also like psychedelics. People take these trips and then draw what they saw, and they've made money out of this. Like the psychedelic.
What trip did they take? Where did they go?
Well, they all see these weird kaleidoscope shapes with eyes in and shit like that. Like all this shit flashing around. Like your fiance, how did he describe what he saw to you?
Okay, so he smoked DMT through a rig like that you. People who smoke weed will know what this is. Like if you smoke oil, like the form, not like the flower.
Like doing a bottle where you put the weed in a bottle and inhale it.
Like a bong kind of, but it's a rig.
Yeah, it's
different. Yeah. So he smoked it through there and then he was sitting in his friend's basement and he could.
Your mom's basement! Is it one of them? You're just smoking in your own basement. Did anyone say that to him afterwards?
Yeah, they were kids though. They were literally kids. I think he was like 18 or something or 19.
Mm.
But he was sitting in front of a TV that was turned off, and he could see when he like actually started tripping. He could see the turned off TV from every angle. Like he was sitting at every angle in the room.
That's weird as fuck, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
because people describe death like a near death experience. Like I know someone, I work with someone, claims he died 7 times or whatever. He was annoying me one day, and he kept. So I'll tell you this quick story. And the oven was going off. Like, this is nothing to do with it. It's just me being a prick. The oven was going off. Beep 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 at work. Right, I work with ovens, and he just wouldn't turn it off. So I said, Rob, can you turn the fucking oven off? That beeping is really fucking pissing me off. And you just load it up and empty it with a fucking alarm gun. Just turn the alarm off. Fucking empty it and fill it up afterwards. You don't need the alarm gun off. He said, why does it bother you so much? I said, because it's fucking annoying. Beep 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 for like 10 minutes, and he goes, don't bother me. I was on a heart monitor for like 6 months. And I'm like, yeah, I know. You keep telling me about this, right? And he goes, yeah, I died 7 times. I said, put the fucking alarm off or it'll be 8 times. And he just... So Yeah, oh, that was my experience with that. Yeah. I don't know where I was going with that. Oh, yeah, near-death experiences. He told me that he saw a light, like all that shit, what they say, the end of a tunnel, all that kind of shit, what they go on about, and you follow it. And I was watching some bloke the other day, and he was saying it was the trick of, the, like, he suddenly, I don't know who the fuck this bloke was, it was a TikTok shit video. And he was claiming that that's a trick to keep you in an eternal realm of reincarnation. So if you go towards the light and you think that your family are calling you, they're actually not. It's a trick. If you go that way, you're reborn again and have to do it all again until you figure it out. But if you turn your back on that and go the other way, you go to where you originally come from and live happily ever after or whatever the fuck. Whether this is a simulation or whatever they claim. Don't know. I don't know how the fuck he knows that. Like, this is just people talking bollocks. I could say anything, couldn't I? Someone would quote me on that shit.
Yeah, I've never, like, almost had a near-death experience, per se, but I had a really intense experience when I did the acid. So this was, like, the, I don't know, fifth or sixth time I did acid. It was a different situation. I wasn't at a carnival. I wasn't around a bunch of people. I went to a music festival, a small one, where there was like jazz music. It wasn't like this like trippy, weird music that people, you know, it wasn't like, what's the bassy music? Dubstep or something? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, dubstep, yeah.
Really?
It wasn't that. It was just like jazz. I'm holding so old for this conversation. and we met this guy, me and my current fiance, we met this guy.
Who... Current? What, you got plans on a different one in the future?
No.
You're on borrowed time, mate. Yeah. All right. DMT time.
Yeah. If you split up with him, make sure you give him shit about his mum's basement.
I will. Anyway, so we went to this music festival thing. We met this guy, right? This guy comes with us in our tent just to talk, and we're like smoking weed with him. And this was years ago. We were young, by the way. Like, it was not near this time at
say,
all.
Did you say that was good shit, bruv?
Yeah. Did you get bunged up nose afterwards?
No, but listen, let me finish the story. So this guy, we were
leaving. Let's not let her finish. All right, we don't want it.
We were leaving in the morning, right? We were leaving in the morning. We had plans to leave. The guy knew that we were leaving. He starts getting into this fight.
My God, I was just pointing you out.
With anything, he starts. I'm gonna try to really go fast, okay?
Yeah, you better hurry up.
Gas go down, go boom, boom, my friend.
He starts saying how he like doesn't want to do drugs anymore, and he's like against them. And I'm like, yeah, you know, good for you. Like, and then he leaves all these fucking drugs in our tent, like a bunch of them. Like, I mean, a whole bag. We took him with us, yeah, to the cabin. We left to a cabin, just me and him. But we went back to tell the guy, hey, like, you left all these fucking drugs. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll get it later. And we were like, dude, we're leaving. And he was like, well, then just take him. I don't care. And I was like, what?
is he alive now? Because he was he probably had that on tick, and he's dead because somebody shot him because he owed him money.
With the dealers.
I don't know. I don't know what happened to him. We were in a different state. Yeah. So, yeah, he could be dead. I mean, hopefully he's not. He was a nice guy. Hopefully he really did get off the drugs.
Yeah. Sorry, but man. Where's them drugs?
He left us, like, sheets of acid, like, this big. With tiny tabs on them.
Really?
So we did a That's shit.
Bits of paper, isn't it?
Yeah.
Put it on your tongue.
I always wondered why they call acid, because normal acid burns like shit.
Do you remember that shit when people used to go around shouting acid at each other? Do you remember that shit?
Yeah.
It was a song or something in the 90s.
Acid.
Yeah, little smiley faces, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I knew loads of people that did acid, did ease, ecstasy.
I did that too.
I didn't do any of that.
Do you know when you hear the news reports that someone's got acid chucked in their face? I was thinking, well, they smacked off their tits now because they got loads of acid.
You've said that about six times. Smacked off their tits on this.
Yeah, I know. He keeps using that phrase.
It does. I prefer it when he uses this phrase.
It is cognitive dissonance.
I've never heard that. Smacked off your tits. I've never heard that.
Promise me you'll start using it.
Have you heard shitting like a shaking dog?
Yeah.
No.
When you went to your concerts back in the day and did all the drugs, did you ever hear this tune?
My name was Swift, you better recognize now.
No?
No.
Oh, damn. No. Local legend.
But we did so much acid and Molly, because he left us like these rocks of Molly.
Tell me what that is.
That's MDMA. That's ecstasy.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
The same thing. So, and I you don't snort it ever.
You rub it on your teeth, don't you?
Yeah, snort a rock.
Yeah. Well, you
you gonna get out of your nose, razor. Are you really?
No, you use a razor blade and you shave it, like, and then you snort it.
Resident drug expert on the show today.
I'm not. shave
it around it. Let's get some comments up on the screen here before we go any further here. So this was an interest one. Erin, I'd be curious to see if they measured DMT in her system during climax. What would that look like?
What kind of climax?
Coming, I'm assuming. Right?
Wait, what? Yeah.
Sexual.
A sexual climax.
Sexual climax.
That's what you call it if you're a bit posh. Did you climax, dear? What? I can't, if that's what you mean.
Well, you call it sexual ecstasy.
Yeah, what do you call it? Not climax, never said that. In the throes of passion.
Me?
Oh, no. I've climaxed. Takes a sort of a instant soft cock, isn't it?
I've done my beans.
I've blown my beans. So, yeah.
What do you say?
Apparently Troy calls it candy flipping. Like,
That's what it's called. No, not to come.
All right, okay.
That's what it's called.
Have
to
you
do.
Flipped your candy? As long as it ain't candy floss, I'll be all right.
That's what it's called to do MDMA and acid at the same time. Candy flipping. Yeah, and I called it that. We called it that too in the late 2000s.
What do we reckon about this? Do you think, like, why do you think the scientists are suddenly interested in this? Because I don't.
They've always been.
Yeah, but so why are they dragging their feet with it then? Surely if it's got some kind of usefulness. Like, cause some of these studies I've been looking at, not 2017, 2018.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they used to test LSD on cats in, like, the 70s and stuff.
How can they ask the cat what it went? What, how was that then?
They would film them, and they would give them really high dosages and see what they would do, and some of them would start freaking out. Like, there's videos of them, like, you know, just thrashing around in a little cage.
Yeah. In that documentary I watched, the DMT, people have different reactions to it. So there was this one woman, they do it on the beach, like right next to the water. And this one woman was flipping all over the sand, like into the water.
Sure, it was a woman and not a whale.
Yeah. And they had to, and they had to literally drag her out of the water to put her back on a blanket. This other guy suffered with social anxiety. And he was like going up and down like he's doing ab crunches. It was like weird shit. So in Mexico they call it pacha or something like that. Pacha. All being or something like that. They call their all being God pacha or something like that.
A lot of people that is your fiance religious?
Me?
Yes.
Sorry, I like spaced out for a second.
What are you taking today?
Nothing. Is he religious? He's like a Christian.
By the way, that picture behind you, you realize you don't have to cut that in three pieces. Just push it together. It's the same thing.
It looks cool like that.
All right, spread it out. It's like a flat earth map.
You just got this new picture. Isn't this pretty cool? Look at this one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I like that.
When are you going to start hacking that one up to put it on the wall?
I don't know. Yeah, I think you're going to get a frame for
it. Cut it in three. Make sure you cut that one in three as well.
No, we're not going to hack it.
Do it from the bottom. Yeah, so what did you say, by the way? Is he religious or not?
Yeah, he considers himself a Christian.
So did he see God when he did this? Because I've heard that is quite common.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because there was a guy on saying he was an atheist and he did this and he's been a Christian ever since because he saw his real reality or something.
I think that I saw a lot during my trips.
You saw what?
But I saw a lot of stuff, but I don't know if I would consider it. I didn't see God, but I had an out-of-body experience.
God might be non-binary in a wheelchair for all we know.
You're right. Yeah, you know what? I could have saw him. I saw this guy with a metal box on his head and he was like chasing me. And that was part of my
I took a couple of painkillers today, right? And I'm tripping out. It's like your picture behind me is in three pieces. Is that so everyone else as well? I don't know.
No.
Apparently, this DMT has curing properties, cure dementia and things like that.
Yeah, I saw that dementia as well. Yeah, make me feel demented. Mm. All that shit going on.
I could honestly see that though, because if you're so like out of your mind and things have happened for so long, you know, dementia patients, I think that would be cool to at least do a test on some of them.
I know how Eric would cure dementia. If everyone was on DMT, everyone would not remember a fucking thing. So there'd be no such thing as dementia.
No, but they seem to remember their whole experience, though, don't they?
Yeah, and there's no hangover effect. That's what another thing my fiance said, that right when he was done, like right when he came to, like back to normal, there was no like fogginess. Like, you know, when you do acid or something, you need a couple of days. Like, you need a day or two to like recuperate and relax. So
it's 12 hours on it and then a day to get over it. Fucking hell.
Yeah, basically.
With this DMT, it's like straight after you, when you come out of it after 20 minutes, you're like good as gold. You're like,
it's just like nothing happened. Yeah.
Do you think we're in like a constant state of misery? Like we're supposed to be happy and drugs unlock that. And that's why they're illegal. So as we don't view things as we should. Do you know what I'm saying? Like because the only problem with drugs is, they don't kill you. They fuck you up that you need them all the time and you need the money to have them all the time. That's what fucks people. Other than obviously people that inject shit. Yeah. Like that fucks you up. But like as far as psychedelics, do they actually do any damage to you?
I don't think mushrooms. I don't think any of the natural psychedelics do.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's all naturally occurring, isn't it? So.
Yeah, but I do think that LSD and MDMA, which I did a lot of, is not good. Like, I don't think it's good to do have prolonged exposure to that.
No, but because your organs have to process it, don't they, and shit. Like,
yeah, and it's synthetic. But like mushrooms and DMT, I really don't think that it's wrong. I don't think that you should do them all the time. I think maybe once a year or something.
I think if it was a natural drink, I think I would take it.
Well, it's like a little vacation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if somebody said to me, like, if I was in, like, Mexico or something like that, and I was at one of these retreats where it's all controlled, and if somebody said to me, try this drink, it's going to send you into another realm for 20 minutes, I'd say, yeah, give us some of that, and just, you know.
So why wouldn't you smoke it, then?
Because I'm not, do you know, with smoke irritates me a lot.
Just because it was your hate of the week once, you'll never do it.
Yeah. It's when I'm walking behind someone on the high street and someone is having a cigarette in front of me, and I think to myself, mates, go down an alleyway and smoke it because you're causing me cancer.
If you don't like vapes, either.
No, I can't. What is the point in vapes, really? Come on.
Mm.
What's the point?
I give you popcorn lung.
Like people say, yeah, I'm gonna start vaping to stop smoking, but they forget the idea of vaping. You're meant to come off vaping after a few weeks, like wean yourself off it. But no, they're like that, like constantly vaping. It's like fucking hell. Well, tonight, Matthew, coming through the fucking smoke.
Yeah. you know when people give up smoking, they generally get really fat though.
Yeah,
or if people start smoking, they get really skinny.
But the thing is, I've never smoked.
No, never even.
When I quit, I gained like 15 pounds.
Did you?
Yeah, but I lost it like pretty quickly. But it's just
you just replaced it with DMT, didn't you?
No, but you do gain because your taste buds come back. Like when you smoke, it kills your taste buds.
It's like when people say give up smoking, replace cigarettes with lollies.
Yeah, they say suck on this lollipop.
Yeah.
Not really, don't look as hard with that though, do you?
Yeah, or chewing gum.
Like, I've never seen someone pull a lollipop out of their mouth as like, good shit, man, good shit. It's like, all right, prick, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right, anyone got anything else to say about DMT before I move on to Epstein?
No, I want to try it though.
You've changed your tone.
No, I do have more to say about like just the out of body experience. Okay, because I when in my trip, even though you guys cut me off, I was totally talking about it.
This one. We won't cut you off no more.
No, we won't do it this time.
Okay, so I fell asleep.
Sounds like cognitive dissonance to me, mate.
No, I won't. No, that's the last one. So I had to get that in.
Okay. We did so much that I fell asleep and I was still tripping. So my dream, I was tripping. And there was this guy with like, it was a box, a metal box, but the front was like a triangle.
Yeah. This is what you were saying.
Yeah, and this guy starts like running after me. I'm like, what the fuck? So I start running, right? And I'm just like, I'm running through a town. I don't recognize the town. I'm running through a town. I get to like a shopping mall.
This just sounds like a dream.
It is like a dream, but it's really intense. And I still remember every single part of it. And then I get to the mall and I run into this random guy. I don't know who this guy is, but he looks really friendly. And I go up to him and I'm like, hey, like
Ronald McDonald.
No.
I always say, I said to my wife, I ran into this random woman. That's why I didn't come home last night. But it's a dream.
No, I'm sure she doesn't mind that.
But I'm telling the guy, I'm like, there's this guy like running after me. Like, don't you see him? And he's like, yeah, yeah. And he put me into like a back room. So I'm like, okay, cool. And he's like, you're safe here. And I'm like, okay. So I'm just like kind of talking to this guy for a little. And we're in some kind of kitchen.
Was it a kitchen or some kind of kitchen?
Like a industrial kitchen. Yeah.
Did it have, was Kanika Jenkins in there?
Was it like a half kitchen, half living room sort of thing?
Half kitchen, half living room? No. It was like a mall.
Did it have a sofa in it?
No sofa. I was sitting on the floor.
So indoors or outdoors?
It's indoors. It doesn't matter.
Hey, go on, carry on. I want to read the end of this story.
Okay, so then, yeah, I'm running and I keep running. Okay, so then I get to this part where I'm in China all of a sudden.
Wow! Oh, I can't not do it.
China.
There you go.
I'm in China at some kind of Chinese wedding, and they put me in this porcelain dress. It's all glass.
Right.
And I'm just a part of
this. You thought this was real?
Yeah.
Who put you in the dress? Did they strip you off first?
These ladies, they were very nice. I couldn't understand them.
Were they Chinese ladies?
China?
Or it could have been Korean. Fuck, I don't know.
All right, okay. A bit racist.
Fuck it, they all look the same.
Yeah, I don't know. It could have been Korean. But anyways, they're all talking.
Did they talk like this? Sorry, did they?
No, don't. You're on YouTube. Shut up now. Okay, now.
They put me in this dress. I'm a part of the wedding party. I'm like a bridesmaid or something. I'm watching the wedding go on. It's so cute. I'm crying, okay? I'm crying. I'm getting really involved in the wedding, you know? Like emotionally. I'm invested.
You were so pleased for the couple you didn't know from China.
Yeah, and I was like, this is beautiful, you know? So I'm crying.
What hour of the trip was this? Six?
I don't know. I was sleeping. I'm in the dress, right? And then the guy is fucking coming. I see the guy again. I'm like, do you see that guy?
That escalated quickly. The bloke was coming already.
I'm like, do you see the guy?
And it lasted longer than me.
And I can't understand them, but they look fine and they look like they don't see anyone. So I'm like, oh, fuck. So I have to break myself out of the dress. So I start like breaking the porcelain.
The fuck?
And running again, right? And then I get to this, like, I think I'm in Egypt because there's pyramids and it doesn't look like the pyramids that I've been to in Mexico. It looks different. So I think I'm somewhere in Egypt. I start praying. I'm like on my hands and knees. But now I see myself. It's not in first person. I see myself in third person. Like, I see myself at the pyramid site. And I'm dressed in, like, all black. Like, almost like.
You've gone from
like
a wedding to a funeral. Was this a film? Was there four weddings?
No.
And a funeral.
No. Now I'm praying, though. I'm praying to something, to someone, right? And I see, like, parts of my life. And the craziest vision that I remember seeing is me in a hospital bed lying down, and the doctor said, it's a boy. And I woke up, and that was it. And that was years before I ever had a child.
Wow. Did that actually happen, though?
That's a fucked up hallucination.
Yeah.
Well, and it happened the same as the hallucination? It was the same?
Not the exact same, because the doctor looked different.
Right. So you mean in your trip he was Chinese, in real life he was Korean?
No, like in my trip, he had like black, dark hair, but he was a white man. But in real life, he was like a white man with blonde hair.
How did he come to Japanese or Korean then?
I don't know, because she was in China and I might have been Korean, don't I?
China?
So are you kind of saying that you think that potentially you saw your life because it's all happened before?
I don't know. And I also saw myself.
If you ever find yourself in a porcelain dress, then you know.
Yeah, at a Chinese wedding.
Yeah. I've just had a thought. Do you remember who was the girl? Who was the bird we had on for the alien abductee? Sia, wasn't it?
Oh, Sia. That was strange.
Right. So you've just made you what you just told me there has made me think Sia was literally on an acid trip for most of her life.
Because maybe she could have been. She said that she appeared
from Massachusetts or wherever she was, and then the next minute she was at Egypt at the pyramids, and I'm like, yeah, so you was moving to, you was at the pyramid, and this is, that's just for, right, okay,
yeah,
she thinks she's a byproduct, she's a hybrid. All right. Okay. We need to move on topic six. 45 minutes in. I never thought we had that long in that topic, but let's bring this back up now. So something surprised me here, right? So I'm not going to need that page now, so get rid of that one. Something surprised me. I never thought I'd ever see the day that this would happen. But first of all, this is the new stuff about Epstein. Have you got that up? So can you see that, Epstein? Is that on that screen?
I can see that.
All right. So it says Epstein list, new documents reveal I can't even say that word on YouTube. It's weird, isn't it? Responses to sex trafficking claims. It says Donald Trump, first name on there. Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, Bill Richardson. Who is Bill Richardson? Anybody know?
I don't even know. Let me see.
Is he that black guy from Different Strokes?
No, I don't think so.
He was the
He's
governor.
He's dead, isn't he? That's Arnold.
What you talk about, Willis?
Yeah, him. He died, didn't he? Gary Coleman, his name was.
Yeah.
Right, so, Stephen Hawking's not on here either. That fucking stud. So it says here, over the past week, thousands of pages of court documents related to the late paedophile Jeffrey Epstein have been made public after U.S. Judge Loretta Preska ordered the release of filings to a lawsuit brought by Virginia Giuffre against Ghislaine Maxwell. The documents named, by the way, this is a source, is The Independent. I'm not just making this up for some conspiracy place. Documents named scores of prominent figures, including Prince Andrew with the teddy bears. Do you reckon he has to have his teddy bears lined up, don't he, Prince Andrew? That's exactly how he needs them. Obviously, he cries a bit. Bill Clinton, who, you know, believe all women. He's raped 9 women, then, apparently, according to his wife. You've got to believe all of them. And Donald Trump and Victoria's Secret's boss, Les Wexner. And Hawking. Don't forget Hawking. He's not in here, but I don't want to leave him out. He's left out most of his life, so I'm going to include him in this. The final batch of documents released on Tuesday included depositions from Ms. Giuffre, Maxwell and Epstein. So basically, it's got a load of stuff here about pictures that was released about Trump with underage girls, whatever, with Epstein. Mm. And this is Trump hitting back at the allegations. And Trump says, stupid island. That's like something like a 6-year-old. I don't care about that stupid island. Like, it's just like, it's ridiculous. Right?
It's so, the most stupidest island.
It's the stupidest, yeah. Everyone will tell you, it's the stupidest island they've ever been to. You ask Hawking, he'll say it. He won't tell you anything. Stupid island. Donald Trump lashed out at allegations that he was on the plane of the disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted sex offender who died by suicide in the Manhattan jail in 2019. The former president took to Truth Social, that's his one, isn't it, on Wednesday to share a screenshot of a Daily Mail article criticising actor Mark Ruffalo after he backtracked after sharing fake images of Mr. Trump on Mr. Epstein's plane surrounded by young girls that turned out to have been created by artificial intelligence. So it says Trump says, but I was never on Epstein plane or his stupid island, former president said as he rails against AI images of him. And there he is. I don't know. His hair is weird, isn't it, Trump? Like the way it just sort of points, it's like it's got a permanently got a cap on.
Like he's got a frisbee out. On his head.
A frisbee on his head, yeah. Donald Frisbee Trump. There he is. So, so he's, I ain't never been to his stupid island. So, and then it says, as Epstein makes money. I'm not going to bother reading about that shit because I've done that on other shows. But I just wanted to get to this bit because guess what? I've got a fact check from Snopes about this.
Right? Really?
Oh, what do you think Snopes say about this this thing with Trump? With the
Trump was there, but everybody else though wasn't.
Yeah. Here we go. Fact check. Here's what we learned about this image allegedly showing Epstein and Trump with a minor girl. I don't know what she was looking for coal for, this girl on the train, but on the plane. It says Klein, a photograph shared in January 2024, that's this month, authentically showed the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein posing with former US President Donald Trump and a young girl. And then it says fake. They've actually said the truth on Snopes.
Bloody hell.
At the beginning of January 2024, the case of Jeffrey Epstein, a well-known financier and convicted child sex offender who died in jail in 2019, resurfaced to public eye. This renewed attention came about when a judge decided to unseal a collection of documents related to the case against Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. In early January 2024, a photograph was shared on X, and they have to put in brackets formally Twitter, because otherwise no one knows what the fuck they're talking about when they say X. Allegedly showing the former US President John Donald Trump posing with Epstein and a young girl wearing a crop top. There's the picture, right?
Yeah.
Who's this bloke behind? Is more what Epstein hasn't got a top on, and neither's this bloke. And there's all these girls look like they're a school netball team or something. What? I don't know what's going on there, but it looks a bit weird. And then it says Google reverse image search results showed that the image was shared on other social platforms like Reddit, Threads, or Facebook. Were also shared on a Chinese language. It was like getting married.
China?
Would you still vote for him if your daughter was in this picture? They was writing underneath. One social media asked, having a hard time finding this picture anywhere on the internet before 2 weeks ago, said another Reddit user. Have anyone used Reddit? I've tried, but I don't really. No.
I don't like it anymore. I used to like Reddit, and then it just got really like liberal and crazy. I feel like.
It says, in short, we found that this image had many signs of being generated by artificial intelligence. For instance, the girl's hand seems to be deformed. What, Stephen Hawking's in this picture? Can't work that one out. As well as also, a slave for Trump's
Trump
jacket.
Be in a suit?
Yeah, I know. Like, Trump's got like
everybody else wearing these. Yeah.
Trump's got a ski suit on, and everyone else is naked. I don't know what's going on here. That's fucking weird. Look, yeah, I mean, that just doesn't look. They've just put him in there. How desperate is that? Like that. This is where this thing gets political and weird to me. It's like everyone agrees. Everyone can agree that anyone that went to this island and done this shit is a fucked up dickhead, right? But people don't care as long as it's their politician. So do you care about the kids or do you not care about the kids? Like, to me, it doesn't fucking matter who was there. I'm not going to make fake images to show something that I want it to be to alleviate the guilt from the people that I vote for. It's fucking weird.
It is weird.
Like, if Trump is a pedo and he's there, fucking hang him. Like, they're all pricks. I don't like any politicians anyway. But to actually superimpose him into a picture just so you can say, I won this argument on X. Like, fucking do one. What has got into people? This, what do they call it? What do you call it when you're really partisan? Like, you really need your side to win. I'm blue, so anything that... If someone you vote for is a prick and turns out to be a prick... The most honest thing you can do is to just say they're a prick. Like, I voted for Tony Blair before. He's a prick.
Yeah.
I didn't vote for Boris. I don't vote anymore at all, but I've voted for both parties over here, and I think I'm a prick for voting for any of them because they're all pricks. And I can say that. I don't have to double down on it.
They all kind of suck, man.
Yeah.
All politicians are pricks. Don't worry. Even Trump, but I like him.
Trump's got comedy about him, but it's not intentional comedy, though.
Yeah, that is such a bad picture.
Yeah.
What the heck is he sitting on? A bunch of pillows?
Isn't he got one leg as well in that?
Where's his other leg?
I don't know. I think if this is true, he'd have tipped Hawking out of his wheelchair and nicked it for this because he's only got one leg himself. Have to get out of the room to get away from these girls. So the Russians, I don't know what they're talking about. Oh, they're pointing at, hang on, is this the differences in the picture? What's going on here? It's like spot the difference, isn't it? That's both the fucking same, aren't they?
Yeah, spot the ball.
Yeah. I don't know, but anyway, Snopes has said it's fake. So I'm quite surprised by this. I don't. I've never seen that before ever. Mm. But yeah.
It's so, weird, mate.
What do we think about? Has any other names come out that I've missed of the last couple of shows that anyone's heard about that you're surprised about? Or
Michael Jackson.
Oh God. You're the only person in the world surprised about that.
No, I'll be honest. I'm not surprised. When Michael Jackson's name gets mentioned, any sort of like sexual assault case to do with absolutely everyone, someone around the corner could get done for paedophilia, and they go, "Yeah, Jacko was involved."
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been dead 10 years.
Yeah, I know. I remember when this was first going on, all this Epstein Island stuff. Yeah. And someone goes, yeah, Walt Disney was on the plane. Walt Disney's been dead since the 50s or something. How was he on there? Was there some ash on there, was there?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? What would he be going to Epstein fucking Island?
Mm.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody else.
Did you hear about the midgets? The little people, sorry.
You can say dwarves now, I think. I don't know what you can say anymore.
So I heard, I don't know how accurate this is, but I heard that Stephen Hawking would like get little people to come to his like hotel rooms or something, and he would make them do like math equations on a whiteboard, and that's how he like got off or something.
How did he get off though?
I know, not physically, like mentally, you know.
Mentally,
like
got
mentally,
off.
I think, yeah. Like he was coming, like in his mind.
Did his pen all of a sudden raise up?
His pen, no. Yeah, he's got his like Commodore 64 on his lap, and suddenly it's like getting higher, just raising in his lap,
smashing all the keys on his keyboard.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Family Guy? I think it's Family Guy, an American Dad, where Stephen Hawking is having sex with someone else, and they're going, and they're basically pressing the computer, going,
I don't watch any of those things. No. I feel like I'm missing out from.
I feel Family like he's the male Helen Keller. Like he is.
Yeah. Who was Helen she? She was deaf, though, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was deaf and blind, but supposedly she wrote a book and like drove a car and like did all this shit she didn't really fucking do. You know, she didn't.
So what you're saying that he was just bullshit, that he just had motor neurons disease, but everyone pretended he was intelligent.
It was really somebody else in the background, maybe part of. Yeah, and
I always said that.
Look at this guy. But
was he known? Like, was he known before he got motor neurons disease? Like, was he a brilliant person that someone knew that was...
I don't think so. I think he was, like, a college student or something.
Yeah.
Is Stevie Wonder even blind?
Huh?
Is Stevie Wonder even blind? You talk about Stephen Hawking, but...
Well, did you ever see that picture of Stevie Wonder as he caught the microphone?
Yeah.
Have we done this before?
I think so, yeah.
What Stephen Hawking thing was debunked, Baldy?
The little people?
Oh, what, that he was getting off to people making them do maths equations. Who would debunk that? Like, who was there to know if that was true? That's what I mean. That's been debunked. Who by? Snopes? What were they there, Snopes? Yeah, they didn't do that.
How did you know?
He didn't do that. How do you know he didn't do that? Well, I had my hand round his cock at the time. He was getting off over something else. Definitely weren't them.
I don't know. Like, if I was one of the little people, can I say midget on YouTube?
Just say dwarf. Dwarfs are safe. Dwarfs is safe.
Okay. Listen, YouTube wants you to be deaf, blind, and mute.
Yeah.
So you can't do anything.
Well, if you,
that's true.
Well, being a little person yourself, let's just pretend you're a dwarf. Then you're allowed to say whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, being a little person yourself, you can't offend yourself. So.
Right, shame. I would never admit
all them drugs
that.
Stunted your growth.
I would never be like, oh yeah, like I went to, you know, Stephen Hawking paid me to go. I would never want to admit that. That's embarrassing.
By the way, because you're a little person, are you on a booster chair?
Yeah,
right now,
yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why that that picture's in three pieces. You can only carry one home at a time. And to go back to the shop to get the next one, then the next one.
What's Helen Keller Night Wolves on YouTube?
I don't know. Let's put Saucy's saying here. Stu. Night Wolves on YouTube is awesome on weed. I must imagine most things are awesome on weed.
Yeah.
You know.
She had a pack of wolves.
Night Wolves. Fuck knows. I think it sounds like a porn.
Never heard that film.
Is it wolf porn, not fox porn then? I got fox porn. For that. Is that good on weed, Steve? I'll let you watch some of that.
Would wolf porn be a bit deeper in its screen?
Wolf porn sounds a bit like dwarf porn.
Would it be like that?
Oh my God.
Probably. Right. The reason we're talking like this, we've all done on the sly. We've done DMT during the show. We just didn't tell no one. Lee, do you want to quickly talk about the post office thing? 5 minutes, go.
Yeah. So if no one's seen it, it's Mr. Bates versus the post office. Can you still hear me, though?
Mr. Bates sounds a bit rude.
Yeah. It is. Mr. Bates is the typical, like, who's that guy who used to work with us? Who used to do the flight simulators?
Brett. Brett.
Exactly like Brett, mate. But
I'm going to tell Mr. the Brett. Do you mind if I tell the Brett story again?
Go for it.
So Brett, we used to work with some bloke called Brett, and he was like your original 40-year-old virgin. Lived with his mum and shit. He was much older than he was, but he was old anyway. But he was really into planes. So much so that he used to wear plane, like he could never, I don't think he'd ever left the country, but he was a plane spotter. And he used to wear like shirts with all badges on and shit, didn't he? Like we'd go out for Christmas dinner and he'd wear all these badges and shit, like aviation. She'd never even been on a plane. But he got really into it. So he used to have a flight simulator on his computer when the internet was in its infancy. He found out that he could get a flight simulator to fly around the world in real time.
Real time.
He loved it. So he flew from something like London to LA, right? In 12 hours. Like he made it take real time so he could actually keep his eye on all the fucking instruments and shit, pretend in his mom's basement, probably. But he was flying his plane.
Why not take flying lessons at this point? Like,
I know,
really
it's literally just, bearing in mind, this was probably early 2000s. So nothing was that advanced. It's probably just a couple of lines on the screen. And he's flying and he literally got within 15 minutes of his destination after 12 hours. And then someone hacked into his game and blew him out of the sky. Someone hacked in with a fighter jet and he came in and almost crying, wasn't he? Oh, fuck, he spent 12 hours.
He was legit angry and upset. He was really pissed off about it. But
more so with the fact that we was crying with laughter at him to his face.
Yeah.
So.
When he told us, I was like, fuck off.
He was probably on Epstein Island anyway. Yeah, go on quickly, post office then. Get this.
So Mr. Bates versus the post office. It's basically about the post office in the UK screwing people over thousands of pounds. If you lived in a little village, owned a shop, you'd put a post office inside it. You'd become a postmaster or postmistress in this day. They got a new system put in called a Horizon by Fujitsu. And their takings was always down. So in the contract of the post office, it basically says you're responsible if your takings are down. So, but they were like thousands. Like some people lost their homes because of this, and it's an ongoing thing now. So if you want to know more about it, go on Google.
This is ridiculous. You can watch the series. Yeah. About a four-parter in it. Yeah. But it's like they all had their own. It's like their own business, and then the government just started sending them how much money they was in debt over the week, and it was false. Like you owe 30 grand this week, and they have to pay it. They can't argue it. Like this is how it works. It's like they just had to find 30 grand and pay the government. And someone was hacking into the machine and just taking the money and for themselves. And they were getting blamed and they had no right to reply. And nothing was ever done about it. They did win the court case, barely won any money. But now, because they've made a TV series about it, about 20 years later, now, was it 12 years later, something like that?
No, it's about 20 years, mate.
Now the government have decided now they're going to compensate them because the pressure's on. And there's an election coming up.
2002 this started.
Fucking madness.
People got put in jail. People committed suicide over this because they lost everything.
Mind you, that Mr. Bates looked like a bit of a dick, didn't they?
Yeah.
Bit obsessive.
He was a pain. He was a pain in the ass, mate. But if he weren't obsessive about it, they wouldn't have got as far as they got.
Stu Bold is right. It says Keir Starmer was in charge of the CPSC. They was. It was Labour that did this. I heard that on the radio today. Right, anyway, so quickly then, what was I going to do? So Daily What? I want to start doing the Daily What again. I never really get time. If I'm out and about, I might do a Daily What, but people should go follow it because I'm not going to bother doing it unless it's worth doing. Like, it's not even got half of the subscribers because I never do it as Whatcast. If it gets to that sort of numbers that it's worth doing, I'll do it. But otherwise, when you've built something for this long and you know you're going to get really good listenership and lots of feedback and stuff, you can't really be bothered to do something and put it somewhere else that people are not aware of it or not listening. So I'm trying to sort of make people aware of it. It's not going to be going on the main feed. If I do them, it will be on the Daily What. So just look on Spotify for the Daily What, click follow. And if I see the numbers going up when I put a show out here and there, I might make it a more regular thing. For those of you that keep requesting more, that's how I feel about it. So I'm not going to waste my time putting shit out when I can or put it out on this platform and get more. Also, on the Patreon, we've already discussed 9/11. We could be recording next Sunday. So that'd be going out, probably a bit of a deep dive into 9/11. I've got to cut some bloke, Lewis Parker, I think his name is, sent me a documentary, so I'll send it to you too.
Yeah.
And we can all have a look at that and reevaluate that, because me and Lee have done that in the past, and we haven't done it for ages, have we? So it'd be quite good to have a look at it again. Yeah. What else was I going to fucking talk about? I think that was all. Fuck it. Oh, cheers for the beers, everyone, for the Christmas shit and all that malarkey. So if you want to subscribe to the Patreon, 9/11 next week, got all the other deep dives that we've done over the last year and a bit, plus Hate of the Week is going on there a lot now, plus before and after shows are going on there a lot now, and everything else I can put on there when we get time. Right, cheers everyone, hopefully you've enjoyed today about DMT. If you know anything else about DMT and you want to send me anything else to watch on it, please do so on any of the socials at Whatcast. I'm Matt, that's Amelia, that is what are you today anyway, Lee? I haven't even introduced you properly. Who just called you Lee?
I can't.
Well, yeah, but I can't call you cunt, like, can I?
CL.
Right, cheers for everyone who's been watching the live stream and putting all your input in there. Sorry if I've missed stuff you've said and not put it up on the screen. But we was listening to the drug dealer down the bottom here today, so I don't know what the fuck's going on. Right, cheers, everyone. Catch you next time. See you later.
You have been listening to Whatcast. Follow and contact us on the Twitter, the Book of Face, and the Gram of Insta at Whatcast with a K.